From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. A seaplane bound for the Bahamas crashed into the Atlantic Ocean shortly after takeoff from Miami today. There are at least 19 people on board, and the U.S. Coast Guard says no survivors have been found. NPR's Eric Weiner joins us now from Miami. Eric, what do we know about what happened?
Well, Michelle, at about 2:30 this afternoon, a Chalks Ocean Airways plane took off from Miami, as you said, bound for the Bahamas, for the island of Bimini. Shortly after takeoff, something went very wrong, and the plane crashed into the waters just off of Miami Beach. Now, Miami Beach, especially the famous South Beach, is, of course, a popular vacation spot, and so there were a lot of eyewitnesses who saw this crash. Some of these witnesses report hearing an explosion and seeing a fireball before the plane went down into the waters. Because of those reports, the FBI is assisting in the investigation, but an FBI spokeswoman emphasizes that they found no link to terrorism, and air crash investigators, Michelle, will tell you that eyewitness accounts are notoriously unreliable.
Now, you say there are a lot of eyewitnesses, also a lot of people out in the water, surfers, pleasure boaters.
Right.
Tell us about that search for survivors.
Well, some of those surfers and pleasure boaters and jet skiers saw the crash and immediately went to help. They were assisted, of course, by the Coast Guard. The crash happened only about a mile or so from a U.S. Coast Guard station, so the Coast Guard was there quite quickly. The Coast Guard divers were able to get inside the fuselage of the plane. The waters are fairly warm in the low 70s this time of year, but unfortunately they did not find any survivors.
And what kind of plane was this?
It is an amphibious plane, which, as the name implies, means that the plane can take off and land either on the water or on the runway, like a normal plane. That does give it a certain safety advantage. Obviously, it didn't help this time around.
And I understand that the Chalks airline is very well known in Miami.
It is. It's a part of Miami folklore. The airline has been flying since 1919, making it one of the oldest airlines in the world. During Prohibition years, it was known for making rum-running runs to the Bahamas, carrying the rum runners and the FBI agents who were tracking them down. One of the airline's more famous passengers was Ernest Hemingway. And more recently, the Chalk seaplanes were featured in the opening montage of the Miami Vice TV show. So, yes, a lot of people here in Miami know Chalks. They're fond of Chalks and quite upset, obviously, about the crash today.
NPR's Eric Weiner speaking to us from Miami. Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome, Michelle.